News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, reports have suggested that South William Street and Drury Street in Dublin City Centre could soon be pedestrianised in a trial by the City Council. It follows campaigns for more streets in the city to go car-free. But should we be rolling this out citywide and indeed across the country? To discuss this, we're joined by Nessa Harrigan, Green Party TD and member of the Streets for the People campaign, and Keith Gavin, chairman of the Irish Parking Association. Nessa, to you first. You're obviously in favour of this move.
Yeah, I think targeted the creation of targeted streets that are, you know, human based, that are about the use of civic space in the city is a really good idea. In the last couple of years, we've seen a number of reports come from the EPA where we have serious issues around air pollution now. We have very high levels of nitrogen dioxide. We know we have some of the highest rates of asthma in the world. And so it's really a public health issue, you know, rather than something that's just recreational. So I think it's beyond time that we start to carve out certain areas in the city that are for, you know, for kind of civic use.
Okay. Keith Gavin, what about that? It's a public health issue and it's about better use of civic space.
Good morning, Shane. Morning. I would obviously be opposed to this proposal. It's just the latest in a long line of anti-motorist traffic restrictions in the city centre. To my mind, it's just a classic case of the cart before the horse. Dublin is a city that is very badly served by public transport. The alternatives that are available to the vast majority of people coming into the city centre are just not there. And to start putting in these restrictions before the alternatives are available is crazy in my mind.
Okay, Nessa Harrigan, how about that cart before the horse?
I mean, I think we have a relatively well-serviced city. I'm surprised that somebody would say that. And obviously, somebody who is representing car parks has a particular view. But look, last summer, the EPA was telling us to lift our children above the level of the exhaust fumes of cars. We are one of the most car-dependent countries in the world. Dublin does have public transport. And it's time that we start working progressively towards a city that is about, you know, people who are living here and who are bringing up their children here. It's also one of the most congested cities in Europe. I think it's the fifth most congested city in Europe. I think it's interesting as well, though, that for the most part, businesses have welcomed this because we know that it's actually very good in terms of the commerce of a city. People come to cities for the experience of like walking around.
All right. Okay. I do want to bring Keith back in. Keith, specifically on the exhaust fumes issue and the public health issue. Can you address that issue?
Well, the way to address that is obvious. The city is screaming for developments such as Metro, DART Underground. These are measures that will make a real difference. To say that the city is well served by public transport, it's well served to a small element. But the amount of people who have no alternative, people who are living in the commuter belt surrounding Dublin, have no alternative but to drive into the city centre. And also, I'd just like to make the point about the economic impact of this. Businesses are not in favour of this proposal. Car-borne shoppers represent more than 40% of all retail spend in the city centre. And to further restrict them, this is just the latest in a long line.
Nessa Harrigan, how about that?
Well, groups like Dublin Town have actually been very supportive of pedestrianisation. And we know that in other cities where they have increased pedestrianisation, you actually see up to a 20% increase in footfall, which means that you see a corresponding increase in retail. So most businesses can see the logic in making cities that are more about, you know, people, about the persons who live there, about the people who want to visit there and have a good experience. I don't think that, you know, dismissing the very real public health concerns. We know that 1,500 people every year in Ireland are dying from preventable respiratory illnesses that are linked to our...
All right. Final word to you, Keith.
I'm not dismissing the public health. I've already said that real alternatives should be provided. To say that businesses will benefit from this and comparing us to other cities which have real integrated comprehensive public transport It's not a like-for-like comparison.
Okay, we will have to leave it there. Nasa Harrigan, a Green Party TD, member of Streets for the People campaign, and Keith Gavin, chairman of the Irish Parking Association. Thanks to both of you for joining us.